Park City School Board President Mo Hickey says in the new program passed in last year's legislative session, teachers will be evaluated in a comprehensive system. They'll be reviewed by their principal, parents, students, and by how well their students achieve.
It's referred to always as Senate Bill 64 by Senator Osmond. It is multiple criteria. Right now in Park City, there is the JPASS, which is one of the observation tools we use. We use SIOP, which is Sheltered Instructional Observation Protocol, which is administrators observe teachers there. There will be parent surveys. There'll be student surveys. And again, the student growth piece is going to be a component of that evaluation. It's supposed to be rolled out officially for the 14-15 school year. It goes into effect. We're going to be piloting some of it this year.
The new evaluation builds on how teachers were evaluated in the past, but now they're beginning to be graded a little more heavily by students and parents. While the Gates Foundation released findings showing that student surveys are the best indicator of teacher effectiveness, the parents still do have some say.
The study that Tanya referred to, the two biggest components were the classroom observation and the student surveys was what the Gates identified. Mm-hmm. And the student growth and the test scores were not a factor on the quality of the teacher in that sense of what they're looking for in a quality teacher.
Career teachers are evaluated every 3 years and new teachers every year for their first three. In many jobs, annual reviews are common, but Hickey says it's not feasible or thorough enough to evaluate every teacher once a year.
Is it physically possible almost for a principal to do an accurate, thorough job with everybody in their building on an annual basis? However, it's important that the teachers know what they're doing well, what they need to work on. So I'm a big fan personally of annual reviews. However, Superintendent Conley mentioned when she was a principal that if you could do 15 a year, that would probably be the max that she thought that you could do a good job and be fair to the individual that you're observing.
When asked whether teachers are stymied by administrators with so many rules, testing, and evaluations, Hickey says he doesn't believe so.
I don't think that's the case in Park City. And, you know, spending time with school board members on a national level, I think a lot of school board members would argue that they feel handcuffed in some respects. I actually had a conversation with somebody this morning earlier. I was at Rotary. And I was talking about how, you know, we have a legislator made up of a certain group of people that constantly are talking about local control, local control, local control. And then yet you have bills such as the school grading, which there was very little local input allowed into the bill. Now, I will say my caution or my advice to any school board member in the future is try to work with the legislature because the last thing you want is them filling the gaps.
He says when there are gaps, that's when federal and state legislators jump in, which is what brought us No Child Left Behind.
And I said this earlier, it bothers me when people are so worried about absolutes. So, in a lot of people's mind, No Child Left Behind was either great or the worst thing that ever happened. Looking at it, there were some things in there that I would never have wanted included, but there were some good things. It focused people on the child. It got them back to looking at the individual child.
Hickey says, finally, the biggest problem with education in this country is poverty.
We have 27% of our students in the country, K-12, who are living below poverty. And if you take out that group, Diane Ravitch did a study comparing it to the PISA results that came out a couple of years ago saying the United States was falling behind Finland and other countries. If you took the poverty level out, the United States outscored everybody.
That's Mo Hickey, Park City School Board President. Again, those teacher evaluations under the state mandate will begin next school year, with some pilot programs taking place this year. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.